The Saints have completed another day of practice in preparations for the New York Jets matchup this weekend. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Rookie running back Alvin Kamara was back in practice today after being knocked out last week in the game against the Falcons. Now, JD, how big is that for this offense?
Well, you're talking about maybe your most versatile player on this offense, 600-plus yards rushing, 600-plus yards receiving, 11 total touchdowns, which leads the team. And to not have him against the Falcons obviously was a big dent in the Saints' offense. They weren't as smooth. They didn't move as effectively without him on the field.
And Kamara mentioned how it felt to be back in practice today.
I feel good. You know, I'm nothing lingering. And, I mean, when I got in the locker room, I was good. But, you know, as the NFL, you know, the concussion protocol, you got to follow that. So I knew I was done, but, of course, I wanted to go play. Yeah, it is what it is.
How much are you looking forward, I guess, to getting back out there? I know it wasn't a lot of time missed, but, you know, any time missed for a competitor is
a
lot of time.
I feel like I haven't played in forever. That's the funny thing. But, I mean, it felt good being out there yesterday and today, of course. I mean, just got some good work in. So just trying to pick up where I left off.
While on the topic of offense, wide receiver Michael Thomas is nearing his second consecutive 1,000-yard season and very close to 100 catches. Even Michael Thomas says he sees the improvement in his game this year.
I would have to credit my coaching. I'll start there. Just having CJ, Ronald Curry, and just asking questions, practice. But I'll start with my coaching. My coaching has definitely ramped up a lot. Coach is coaching me real hard. It's not really a lot of good jobs. Good jobs are basically what I'm supposed to do, and like great jobs or great play or those plays when you go over someone or just do special things. Those are the plays that we're trying to do majority of the time. So just the coaching and just the attention to detail. Second year with Drew, second year in the offense, but I feel like I'm not like close to what I can be. I feel like I'm still a work in progress. I still have a lot of room for improvement. I'm making plays. I'm playing consistent football, but I haven't really. I feel like I'm not where I want to be, or nowhere close.
On the defensive side, linebacker Manti Te'o led the Saints in tackles against the Falcons and has been a pretty good pickup in free agency. What would you say, JD?
Yeah, he's been very valuable, especially now that the injuries have come up. A.J. Klein got injured against the Falcons, and that's why he ended up going out and leading the team with 10 tackles. And if A.J. Klein is unavailable again for the Jets on Sunday, he's going to have to step in again and play that linebacker position, and he's done extremely well. The Saints wanted him for depth, obviously, because you do get nicked up at that position. And we know Nate Stupar got injured earlier in the season, and Alex Anzalone got injured earlier in the season. So guys like Manti Te'o have been extremely valuable to what the Saints want to do defensively, and he knows exactly what that means when you're playing a team like the Jets on Sunday.
I mean, regardless if they have an inexperienced or an experienced quarterback, you always want to shut down the run first, you know, to make any team, you know, one-dimensional. If you can shut down the run, you know, it plays into your favor, you know, regardless if we're playing the Jets, the Falcons, the Patriots, whatever it may be. You want to make sure that you stop the run first. If you can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day for your defense. So, you know, that's definitely a point of emphasis for us this week, you know, just stopping the run. You know, we know that they like to run the ball, you know, that's going to be something that we're going to focus on.
Now, we already mentioned that Alvin Kamara was back in practice today, but what other injury updates do you have, JD?
Well, we have some interesting ones, actually. Teron Armstead's back on the practice field again for the second consecutive day, so that's a good sign. Andrews Pete was on the field for the stretch. However, he was not with the unit during the portion of practice that we saw. We saw Senio Calamete working at left guard, so we'll continue to monitor that as the week progresses. Also, you know, you mentioned Alvin Kamara was here. Ted Ginn Jr. was wearing a red jersey, as was tight end Josh Hill, red non-contact jersey. So we'll see how they progress during the week. We know Josh Hill has a shoulder injury. Ted Ginn Jr. has rib injury. So, again, we'll continue to monitor that and see how it goes throughout the week and see if those guys are able to play and able to function on Sunday.
For more information, you can check out the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com, and we will be back with another Afternoon Wrap tomorrow. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer.